Need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-970-8855. That's 800-970-8855. 800-970-8855.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, look for showers tonight. Tonight, mostly sunny, low 51 as winds gust to 20 miles an hour. There's a chance for showers Friday morning. Have a partly sunny day with a high 64. We'll kick off the month of December and the weekend on Saturday with a partly sunny day. Our high 64 with winds to 15 miles an hour. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 60 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
If you missed the Dana Show, you missed this.
You're not going to lie to people about the jobs that they didn't have. You're not going to lie to people about how much they're paying in taxes. You can try, but you're going to be unbelievably unsuccessful. I mean, we could sit here and I could have this conversation all day if people want. But the bottom line is that it was an absolute myth. There was any at all whatsoever Obama recovery.
Dana Lash, afternoons at 12 p.m. Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX.
Are you or someone you know in search of high-quality senior services? Then don't delay. Contact Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475. Glencroft Senior Living can assist you or your loved one with independent or assisted living options, HUD housing, as well as skilled nursing and rehab options. Don't wait. Call Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475 or find more info online at glencroft.com. That's GLENCROFT.com.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Tong America. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian of the Germanic Legions. I am broadcasting from the Phoenix bunker in Wolf's lair, as my powerful message goes far and wide the Ardennes forests and borders of America and beyond. As we are the tip of the spear and on the front lines of the raging battle before us, the militant migrant caravan has attacked the American southern border with Mexico, and they have been repelled by tear gas on Monday. It sounded a lot like this.
The most heavily trafficked border crossing in the Western Hemisphere reopened between San Diego and Tijuana after it was closed amid clashes and chaos. U.S. officials fired tear gas canisters into Mexico when a group of protesters and asylum seekers approached the border on Sunday. A Reuters photographer snapping these images, appearing to show a woman trying to rush two children to safety. The clashes erupted after rising tensions in the area. Thousands of Central American migrants who fled crime and economic conditions have camped out in Tijuana and for days staged demonstrations asking permission to work or seek safety in the U.S. Hundreds of migrants, including women and children, protested peacefully on Sunday, chanting, "We aren't criminals, we are hard workers." On Sunday, Mexican police broke up one such demonstration, and about 500 migrants rushed toward the U.S. border. Images shared on social media show clouds of tear gas blanketing the protesters, U.S. helicopters circling overhead, and Mexican riot police eventually containing the demonstration. U.S. Customs and Border Protection posting a statement to social media on Sunday saying, "Today, several migrants threw projectiles at the agents in San Diego. Border Patrol agents deployed tear gas to dispel the group because of the risk to agents' safety. Several agents were hit by the projectiles. The situation is evolving, and a statement is forthcoming." An average 70,000 vehicles and 20,000 pedestrians cross from Mexico to the U.S. at the San Ysidro port of entry every day. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump deployed military forces to the southern border in an effort to deter migrants from crossing or seeking asylum. But Pentagon officials said the soldiers, which include military police and engineers, would leave immigration and law enforcement matters to Customs and Border Protection agents.
Folks, why do we have an ever-increasing defense budget every year that is paid for by the American taxpayers? Yet, we cannot even protect our own borders. The migrants are holding their own country's flag high. So, yes, it is an invasion. And the fake journalist Jim Acosta of CNN is wrong. Evidence of this invasion is everywhere. Yet the leftist media in America, for the most part, is ignoring this as if it is not currently happening. Only on talk radio and in the alternative news media can the American people get the straight facts and truth. The caravan is coming here because America gives out too many welfare benefits to those allegedly in need and to those who simply claim it. They may be able to work, but if they actually work, that's a different story. If these people are so interested in a better way of life, then they should probably take their militant agenda to the people running their own damn country. And what the hell is the United States funding the United Nations for when the UN is funding this invasion at our southern border? Many of these people are parasites and economic terrorists coming to America to bleed our country and system dry. Leeches all. They want to sneak across the border to steal your job and milk the system. Sounds to me as if the United States needs to think about declaring war on the United Nations and defund it immediately. They are behind the globalist agenda to have no borders for America, or for Europe, or for many countries in the world. Mobs of military-age men get pepper sprayed at the border, yet CNN then turns around in the same breath and says the Trump administration pepper sprayed women and children. Just more fake news by CNN and other news outlets. The president of the United States has authorized deadly force if our border is overrun, or if America is invaded. This is very serious. If our Border Patrol has that authority, they may need to use it. If you start shooting at them and this invasion will stop, at this rate, the entire Mexican border needs to be shut down. We do not need all these Mexican products, as we can make our own. Thank you. The president has promised to close the entire border with Mexico if things get out of control. It's that way now. And by the way, why did it take over 100 years for the president to authorize deadly force at the border? This should have been done 30, 40, 50 years ago. Too little, too late, yet again. It now sounds like it's time to shut down the gates to this so-called promised land. As many of these migrants want to make America into a third world country in which they left. The Mexicans, to be blunt, need the United States much more than the USA needs Mexico, Guatemala, or Honduras, wherever else these folks came from. We need to have a freeze immigration in this country. My sources have also told me that many of these military-aged men are emboldened to charge the American border, encouraged and paid, as they feel that the UN and globalist forces are backing them. Some of these immigrants actually state that they are in contact with Russian and Chinese forces in Central and South America, who they say are behind this, along with those leftists who support the globalist UN third world people invasion agenda of America and other countries. The situation is out of control at our border. We either get control of it and have a country, or we'll cease to exist. We do not want America to end up like the rest of the third world. That's why it's the United States and America. Folks, we are at a crossroads in our country. Half the country wants open borders. Half the country wants them shut down. My audience wants them shut down if need be. So tonight, it is time to again start our show. Strut your stuff, America. Say it loud and proud. Don't hold back. For tonight, we are again taking no prisoners. This is the Von Wiehent Show.
Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehent is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehent will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehent is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehent, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Why do I bother? Because what I want you to understand is you can do something about your situation, where you are, what you can do, how you can isolate and insulate yourself from all of this political and financial garbage that goes on out there.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. mypassiveincomesystem.com.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Listen in every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. to Your Financial Hour, hosted by Andy Paladino. For tips and ideas on financial and retirement planning, Your Financial Hour, Wednesdays 4 to 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Victoria's Bible Study, discussing living to your full potential in all aspects of life, including family, personal, financial, and relationships. With your host, Clancy Siganoff, every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on KFNX. Victoria's Bible Study, discussing living to your full potential in all aspects of life, including family, personal, financial, and relationships. With your host, Clancy Siganoff, every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
We thank you for being here tonight. Just know that the militant migrants are shopping countries. They are economic migrants. They're looking for the best deal. They're not political migrants. Nobody has a right to come to America to work or do anything at all. I do not know where this got ingrained in the world consciousness. No one has a right to come here. No one has a right to work here if we don't need the workers. We have enough traffic, don't we? The militant migrants are trying to break into America, like breaking into a house in Mexico City or Honduras, which is a national pastime down there if you talk to the locals, which I have. I know many expats who live in that part of the world. That's why they have bars in all the windows, colonias surrounded by armed men with machine guns to keep them out of their neighborhoods, and their safe neighborhoods. They can take their asylum requests, so-called asylum requests, and shove it. We got enough people in this country requesting asylum. That's right. We see them through the border. We know they're there. But you know what? Right now, the gates are closed. Let's get JD on the line here. It's called in. JD, are you there tonight?
I am here, Sir Von Wehunt.
How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. You are so on point with your opening on these people coming to our country. Now, in all fairness, they have been lied to about what the availability of being able to crash our border or not. But that being said, you posed a wonderful question about we spend more and more and more on our military yet every year, but yet we're not allowed to use our military to defend our own borders. My question to you, sir, is, when did that insanity start? But we consider protecting our borders a police action and not a military action. That is absolutely absurd, and I want to know what the origin of that that insanity is.
God, fantastic question, JD. Thank you for calling the show. In my view, you're right. We've got, folks, we have bases all over the world. We have $22.5 trillion in debt. We fund bases and walls in Israel, and Hungary can have a wall. Hell, China has the Great Wall of China. But yet, when it comes to America, there's no military can go to our border. We can have no wall. And in my view, JD, this all happened around 1945. The controlled demolition of America after our victory and our so-called victory in Europe and Asia. And basically since then, we've had many socialists and communists in the 1950s, the McCarthy era. And by the way, folks, McCarthy was right. There are and there have been communists burrowed in deep and embedded in our federal government. And they systematically started to dismantle and weaken and water down our country and our laws. And what I find funny, JD, is that every other country in the world can put their military with submachine guns on their border, but not America. For some reason, they just, the courts here, we have our Ninth Circuit, which is out of control. And if this continues, we're going to be overrun, man. Your thoughts?
Yeah, this is the precipice of a turning point. We're either going to protect our nation, or we're going to allow it to be overrun, because this idiotic policy of not being able to militarize our own border in order to avoid this problem that was is ginned up by the party that, well, both parties actually, but the globalists that would like to see the fall of America. And this is how they're going to do it, with a soft invasion. And unless we wake up as a people, you're 100% right, by the way, but it's all about teaching people to be politically correct. And if you want to protect your country from invasion, that makes you a racist, according to these reprobates on the left and their compliant, subservient Republican people that don't have enough guts to stand up for America. It's absolutely abhorrent and disgusting, and I certainly hope that there's enough of us real Americans left to defend our nation, my good friend.
Thank you, JD. Wonderful comments. Thank you for calling the show. You're right on, man. Thank you, buddy. Love it.
Good.
And JD's right, folks. We either have a country or we don't. We're at a real turning point, and this is no joke. Let's get Glenn on here on the Von Wien Show. Patch him through with our Enigma code machine. Glenn, are you there tonight?
Good evening, General Weehunt. Thank you.
Good evening, sir. What are your thoughts about the border, if you've heard me and JD, and what are your thoughts, sir?
You're right. JD's great. He's right. I think if Trump is playing 3D chess, which I've heard so many times, I don't care, whatever.
Right.
I think he is. The man knows what's going on. It's time for him to make a move now. The military, in my estimation, was funded with this, you know, bloated budget that he passed so he could get the $700 billion for the military, right?
Yes.
I think he might have suspected Congress was going to continue to mess with him with giving him money for a wall, that he would have to resort to using the military for this very thing.
Right.
One way or another, whether it's troops or, you know, have them build the wall. And furthermore, the you know, half the country, which, you know, wants this, they're a bunch of lemmings that they're uneducated and, you know, sufficiently brainwashed not to give a flying,
right?
You know.
I know what you mean. We have the militant Democrats, in my view, are the enemy within. Now, there may be some very good Democrats out there, but I mean the militant ones, the open border globalist crowd. They are the Trojan horse inside the country. They are the enemy within, and they're trying to subvert us and destroy us from within without a shot being fired. Your final thoughts, Glenn?
What are they personally gaining besides their agenda? I think they're all being paid.
I believe these
and
are people.
Half the Republicans, too.
Yeah, the rhinos. Anybody who is for open borders wants to slit their own throat, in my view. These people are the open borders crowd. They don't believe in nation states. They don't believe in languages. They don't believe in strong borders. They don't believe in a strong family unit. You know, you start talking to these folks, and they've got some very strange ideas of a Democrat utopia that will never materialize on the real earth plane. It's never been here, and it never will. We're realistic on my show. Glenn, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you, General. Good night.
Thank you, sir. Good night. It's one of our two great callers there, JD and Glenn. Folks, I would say this, that these men at the border, they say they are breadwinners, quote-unquote, in their own country, right? What they say on TV. So this caravan proves, without a doubt, that these men will be absolute losers and trouble for the nation if they cannot survive economically in their own countries. Over 40% of the caravan migrants have gang tattoos. Do we really want these violent, lazy men in our country throwing rocks at our border control? Really, America? This is the militant immigrant invasion to destroy the 2020 and 2024 presidential election cycles against Trump. And we will have millions upon millions of illegals voting. This is a direct attack on the United States and our election system. Well, so where's the Democrats now? Where's the media right now, right? They're all silent. It's high time to defend America from actual invasion. If you're in the militia, and if you're in southern Arizona, by all the accounts, you know, some people say you may want to consider yourself deployed, buddy, because I don't know if our Border Patrol can do it. We need troops down there, not attacking them, but being a show of force. The militant migrants use the few women and children as human shields before attacking the U.S. Border Patrol with rocks and anything else they could throw. These people are being exploited by George Soros and the Marxist Democrat Party. We already have enough people in America wanting jobs, so give them jobs first before bringing in millions of more third world people with no skill sets. America first on my show. Let's put America to work first. Then, and only then, can we even think about helping out the entire world. To the Von Wien Show. Tonight we are on fire. 1100 KFNX. We shall not relent. We shall not fail.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Currently ranked in the top 10 by Ranking Arizona. Listen to us worldwide at 1100KFNX.com.
President Trump's longtime personal lawyer Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about work he did on a Trump real estate deal in Moscow. Correspondent Jessica Schneider reports.
Cohen told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees last year that all talks around the deal were done by January 2016. But he now admits discussions about the Moscow project continued as late as June 2016, after Donald Trump became the presumptive Republican nominee and just 1 month before the convention.
Health officials say the U.S. is now in the longest period of declining life expectancy since the early 1900s. Medical correspondent Sanjay Gupta tells why.
What is the underlying problem here? Too many medications, too much stress in the society, people self-medicating, whatever it may be. Despite how much we are investing in healthcare, we don't have what we should show for it in terms of life expectancy.
Stocks turned lower Thursday with the Dow dropping 27 points. The S&P was down by 6. NASDAQ lost 18. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Wedderbug Weather Center, look for showers tonight. Tonight, mostly cloudy, high of 51 as winds gust to 20 miles an hour. There's a chance for showers Friday morning. Have a partly sunny day with a high of 64. We'll kick off the month of December and the weekend on Saturday with a partly sunny day. Our high 64 with winds to 15 miles an hour. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Wedderbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 60 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
It's a great time of year to be outdoors, enjoying local streams and rivers. We assume these waters are safe and clean, but for the most part, no one knows. That's a problem, one we can do something about. The Isaac Walton League of America can help us get started, from stream cleanups to simple water quality tests. Visit iwla.org/radio today. That's iwla.org/radio.
The Food and Drug Administration Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
Occasionally stressed and fatigued? Support energy and stress response with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. Buy two, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Saturday at 9 a.m. here on KFNX.
Are you interested in the arts, in travel? Are you interested in meeting new people and hearing their perspectives on a variety of subjects? Then don't miss the Skylight Show every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. when Greg Lawson shares travel information and interviews interesting people from Arizona and all across the land. Tune into Skylight every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show and our proud sponsors, the Arizona Gold Exchange. Folks, get down there for some great holiday gifts. 2535 East Bell Road. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Long hours. All kinds of great holiday gifts. I was in there the other day. Guns are flying off the rack to protect your home from imminent invasion. They are at that address. And give them a call, 602-493-7777. It's the Arizona Gold Exchange. This is the Von Wehunt production tonight and the infamous episode 143 of the show which bears my name. Star date of 11/29/2018. A cult classic, and this is the Border Invasion Meltdown tonight. My dramatic wolves all over the country on our coast-to-coast broadcast tonight. Keep your powder dry, boys. We may need it in the years ahead if our government refuses to not protect us at our borders and beyond. I am not kidding. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on from his North Valley compound. He's suited up and booted up for war. Paul, are you there tonight?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, I'm making a list of all my friends who have been naughty and nice.
Yes.
So I can go down to Arizona Gold Exchange and buy them a gun for Christmas.
They're going to need it. Yes.
Yeah, they're going to need one, man.
Tell them it's to protect Santa Claus. We love Santa Claus, and we love the holidays and Christmas. In on the show, let me tell you, man, we do say Merry Christmas to all of our wonderful listeners.
Yeah, it all starts to, on Saturday.
Yes.
You know, this whole border and what we got funded for our military, I have been thinking, you know, only because Donald Trump did close the border down there for the Tijuana cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not the problem. The problem is not at the legal crossings. It's at the illegal crossing areas. And we have all the military in the visual spots, but I hope our Border Patrol is in the non-visual spots that everybody sees. Because, you know, I'm sure, you know, they were paid to come. They were paid to play this game of a caravan. I'm sure they were given the information that you want to get off the beaten path and start crossing where there isn't a wall.
Right.
And I know we have a lot of militia in Arizona down there, a lot of ranchers who actually have gone down to the border. But all of our newscasts, you know, all the CNN and the NBCs and the CBS, they always go down and claim that they're just, you know, militant white men who are terrorists, who just want to kill, you know, free people who come over the border. And like you said, nobody's got the right to cross our border. Nobody has the right to say, I want asylum, so I'm going to go through three countries where they would give me asylum because right. I want asylum in the United States because they'll pay me to be there.
To hell with their asylum requests. I would deny them all. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. We got enough people in this country who need help first. They're all rejected, denied. I tell them to get packing. Hit the road, pal. Hit the bricks. Right. Get out of here.
U.S. citizens born in this country deserve those benefits and a leg up. And, you know, I saw it here already. We've got church groups who already have asylum seekers landing here in Phoenix. They're greeting them, speaking Spanish, and welcoming them already. And I didn't even know that anybody even just put in their paperwork for asylum yet.
They always say it's for asylum, asylum. They all talk like a Democrat, like it's for asylum. They talk like retards, these Democrats. You know, the church is also, folks, what I find very interesting, and Paul, see on the line here, I want to get your thoughts. All week long, a lot of people that go to churches, they talk a big game during the week. You know, when you go to church on Sunday, your pastor, your priest, whoever, your rabbi, I guess. But basically, they will tell you in church the new peace and love ecumenical messages. They encourage it. And they'll say, we're going to have a second collection for migrants or for the indigent. That's code for these migrants. So be very careful if you are a staunch person who wants strong borders, that your pastor or priest or whoever does not seem to want that. And they want to get your money very kind of clandestinely. If your pastor or priest is having a second or third collection for quote-unquote recent immigrants, chances are it's going to be for the migrants. Don't give into it. Don't be a bleeding heart. And I've warned people about this. They talk a big game. Nothing wrong with going to church, praying to God. But you don't feel pressured to give money and watch your pastor or priest or whoever. Your ecumenical minister, their whole ideology now is peace and love. And a lot of those guys are not conservatives. They're open border globalists. They won't tell you that. They won't advertise it. They may be a good man of God, or whatever the case is. But watch your churches, too, here in the Valley. I'm getting lots of reports from people that say, I went in, everything was great to the last 10 minutes of church, and then they asked for money for this. You know, the border is an obstacle and a hindrance to the open borders crowd. That's what it's designed to do, be an obstacle. Your thoughts, Paul?
Exactly. The church groups, what they're saying locally here, because we are a border state,
mm-hmm.
is that since paperwork was put in, they actually went down and scooped up anybody who was over the border. Didn't matter if they had their asylum paperwork, and they brought them all the way up there in Phoenix and Mesa and Glendale. And the church attendees, right, to those churches, the folks that belong to that congregation, are taking these people in their homes. But I was under the knowledge that asylum took 1 to 5 years to process.
Me too.
And they had to wait in the country that they put their paperwork in, which here would be Mexico, and that 75 to 80% of those people actually end up integrating into the country where they put their paperwork in, which they should, because it's a Spanish, Hispanic-speaking country, Mexico.
Right.
And these people are not going to integrate well here in America unless they all want to live in Guadalupe and East L.A. And I don't
right.
think they all want to live there.
I totally agree. Paul, thanks so much for the call tonight. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Great call.
Good night.
Good night, sir. Yes, Mexico, folks, has already granted asylum to these people, but it's not good enough. They've already said you can work here, you can stay here. The caravan people have rejected it, which goes back to my original premise. They're country shopping. They're economic migrants trying to find the best deal. Now, here's a guy that said that Russia and China is behind this, and I believe that they are, to destabilize America. Listen to this.
Meaning Donald Trump, and he will not let them enter. He said that Donald Trump would not let them enter into the United States, and this is what he responds. Yeah, well, yeah, he made it clear, like I said. He cannot come against, he cannot fire against us. He says he can't fire against them. Because I believe that tomorrow, a really strong nation is coming to support us. May I ask what countries, asked the reporter. Russia is coming.
Whoa.
They are coming. I have their phone number. From them in Chile. Chile, as you know, is a socialist, communist country. I just called them on the phone. And I told them what was going on. And then they're asking him his name. Who are you? I mean, you're clearly an agent. Clearly, this guy is being supported by the Russians now. He has their phone number in Chile. And they're, like, giving him, recommendations, suggestions of how to deal with this humanitarian crisis at the border. I cannot give you my name. I cannot give it to you. I haven't given it to anybody. I always deny my name. Russia is coming.
That's right, folks. Russia and China is coming. Red Dawn in America could very well happen here. The UN forces want you to stabilize America so the United Nations can come into America with that precedent. Blue helmets and green fatigues with Russian, Chinese, and multinational troops. This could very well happen, and they want to destabilize us. Keep that in mind. Never, ever let go of your guns. And I shall return after these messages.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you want to get the word out about what you do? Join me, Carol Blonder, on Networking Arizona, Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Networking, it makes a difference.
Taking care of your car is the utmost importance. This is Shoeshine Mike for Camelback Toyota. It's autumn and the weather's changing, but we have a great deal at Camelback Toyota this month that will not change. Come on down to Camelback Toyota Service Department, buy three tires, get the fourth for $1. Any Toyota in original factory condition. You're at Camelback Toyota, right around the corner at 16th Street in Camelback, where customer satisfaction is always numero uno. Come on down, take care of those tires for our beautiful new weather. Thank you and enjoy your day.
Matchmaker Communications 101 presents The Young Reporters. When you're on The Young Reporters, be prepared to talk about things you never expected. Amazing young reporters with amazing guests. So join us in the classroom every Saturday, 6 a.m.
And now, we return to The Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
We thank you for being here tonight. Now, we heard in the last segment that the man there that was being interviewed at the border is in the caravan. He said that Russia and other communist forces are coming. They are backing them, funding them, and he claims he has their phone number. This has happened on more than one occasion. Kind of strange, but people do theorize that at some point in the future, that when America is destabilized, that if a new world order is to ever take effect, think about it. America has to go down. There has to be a controlled demolition. And it's been theorized that China would invade the West Coast and Russia the East Coast. But here's Kyrsten Sinema in her own words tonight.
Democrats, Greens, Independents, Anarchists, Socialists, Communists, whoever wants to come. They're all welcome tomorrow. I know that in talking with groups that are coming, I've said, think about how the police are going to react to what you wear and what you say. And whatever decision you make is your choice.
Yes, in her own words. Well, on a lighter note, on a different note to segue here, as you know, our great sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. We do have a winner. Each month we have a winner for a gold coin. And this month's winner, drum roll please, is Bill Torilio. Billy the Terminator won the 1/4 ounce gold coin. So, Billy, get down to the Arizona Gold Exchange to pick up your prize. 1/4 ounce of gold. Thought he would like that.
This gold, this gold, this gold, this gold, this solid gold, baby.
That's a song you'll hear when you win the gold coin. Congratulations, Bill. Love it, man. Folks, there's all kinds of news happening. But just know this, that the forcing of the third world on predominantly white Europe and white America is to get you ready for a one world government, the new world order. They want you disarmed so you cannot defend yourselves against any UN so-called quote-unquote peacekeepers who have done many violent acts around the world. If Hillary Clinton was president, all the illegals at our border would be ushered and allowed in, 100% of them, because they are all new Democrat voters, and everyone knows it. In my view, come January, with the new Congress in the House, they have already promised you Americans that there will be a blue wave of subpoenas and investigations against President Trump. Tell me, how does that better the country politically, economically, or even militarily? Yet, this is what you Americans voted for. More subpoenas, more litigation, more investigations. Even Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona was voted in. She will be part of the evil cabal against Trump, parading these investigations in front of your face. As we inch closer and closer to making the country ungovernable, civil war is on the horizon. Chaos, anarchy, and war. So we are a world at war. The Democrats don't care one iota about any of that, just so long as they can get President Trump on something. Anything. That's what they want. Now, we had three dead soldiers in Afghanistan this past week. They were soldiers of America and of the New Rome.
I'm worth one good man's life. We believed it once. Make us believe it again. He was a soldier of Rome. Honor him.
Who will help me carry him?
We're losing soldiers in this 17, 18-year war in Afghanistan, and we have not forgotten them ever on the Von Wiehant Show. They will be honored by our show, by our great listeners. We will never forget them. We will take all our Democrat and Marxist enemies and put them in iron cages to be carted down into our nation's capital. The people will yell and spit at them and throw rotten vegetables at their wretched lying bodies. Roman chariots and infantry will lead the procession, and slaves for the Roman battles carry palm branches. The commanders file into the Roman forum and salute the crowd for all to see. Roses fall from the air. The crowd goes wild with victory. Wild animals from the conquered territories are in the lively parade. Roaring lions, elephants, wild horses, and monkeys cackle at the enemies of the empire. And our Roman soldiers and troops keep marching in solemn procession with swords drawn. The people cheer at our entourage, and even Roman Senator Cicero comes back from the dead to wish us well as we restore the American Roman Republic. It says mortal hands are still nailed to the Senate doors of Rome, as in antiquity has recorded. We will not back down. We will not falter or fail on or after the midterm battlefield. We will be victorious. We will restore the Republic for Caesar Augustus Trump and for the presidents after him. For the gods of ancient Rome smile on all of us tonight. Roma victor. The left in America is so deranged that they will do anything to try and take this country down. We all know it's true. We need to say a prayer for America every night. We will be here next Thursday and every week thereafter for 1,000 years. We thank you all for being here. God bless America and save a prayer for the country.